Goals last night was one of those where fans and colleagues received the sad and shocking news of the passing of the respected South African actress Lindiwe Ndlovu. Her death was confirmed last night by her agents, and it really, really is a sad morning for many of her fans who are waking up to find out that Lindiwe Ndlovu is no more. She's an incredibly, incredibly talented actress, and it's still difficult for me to think of her and speak of her in the past tense. She performed many, many roles in theatre and television in South Africa. She performed on Generations. She played the role of Nelly Siwe. You may remember her from Isono as Francina. She was in Uzalo, Nurse Nonzi, Umlilo, Silwane, and of course Lockdown was perhaps the role she was most well known for. She played the role there of Sharon, and I've got a little clip for you just to remind you of just what an incredible performer she was.
And then Mtambelo Alvin. Esifubeni nje ntombazane emgwazi. Welfare abantu kosiyam. Ukubonile igazi ebelilaphana selele phansi edindilizile. Futhi nje le ntombazane ngiyazi mini bedakwela ugavenade bewuxova lapho isonto lonke. Kona bengazi ukuthi abazwani. Kodwa kutsasa.
Lockdown, Ifalake, a hostela, Safari, many, many theatre productions as well as television programs. She, of course, I would say, received her crowning glory moment when she was awarded a SAFTA award for Best Actress in a Film, which was presented to her by the American actor Samuel L. Jackson. There's a fantastic picture of the two of them hugging. Who was she and what mark has she left on the South African film and theatre scene? Well, we are joined now by her housemate and friend, Tumeka Ngwalase, who joins us on the line. Tumeka, I'm really, really firstly sorry for your loss. You would have been very close to Lindiwe. You lived together, and I mean, she just celebrated her birthday. She just turned 44, didn't she?
Yes, she just turned, actually it's not 44, she just turned 45 years, 3 days ago.
Oh, I see. All right. I thought she had just turned 44. She turned 45, an incredible actress, really, really captivating performer, wasn't she?
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Who was she to you?
Oh, yes, she was. Sorry?
Who was she to you?
My Lindy, she was my friend. My sister, supposedly business partner, of which that I believe it's no longer going to happen. That one, housemate, everything, and my advisor, my disciplinary, yeah.
It's obviously still difficult for you to deal with the news. You are the person, of course, who called the ambulance when you noticed that she started getting unwell.
Yeah, of course, we stayed together.
Just give me more of what happened. I mean, did she take ill very quickly, very suddenly? What happened?
Unfortunately, Ken Ubutumsani, the brother, answer that question.
Okay. Well, thank you very much then for joining us, the housemate and friend there of Lindiwe Ndlovu, leaving those questions to be answered by Upu Dumisani, Lindiwe's brother, who joins us now on the line. Dumisani Msimang, condolences to you and your family for the loss of Lindiwe. What an incredible performer she was to us, but to you, of course, she was just your sister, wasn't she?
Yes, definitely. Thank you for the condolences, Bongan. It's one of the sad days, you know, in our country, you know, losing such a person. She was, in fact, a very incredible person. She was very good at her art, if I can put it like that, Bongan.
What? So, if I may ask, Dumisani, what happened?
She She was fine. She was fine. We were speaking with her on Sunday, arranging some of the things that she, you know, she was a very helpful person. She would assist in small things in the house, you know, like she recently brought her aunt from KZN. You know, she does things like that. She was a very helpful person for the person. She was key for the family, you know. So, yeah, she was okay. We spoke to her. We spoke until at night. And then in the morning, Tumega tells us that, no, she's not waking up, you know. They were trying to resuscitate the ambulance guys. But unfortunately, she had already gone by then. But it was a sudden, occurrence because she was fine. She was healthy. She was not sick or anything. So until now, we still don't know what's the cause of her passing away. We are still busy with the arrangements and everything. So we also don't know exactly what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She loved her craft, didn't she? She loved being an actor. She loved the screen. She loved theater, and she was a dedicated performer.
Definitely, Wongami. As you would have seen, some of the characters that she played. You know, most people relate to some of those characters. I think that she was able to, you know, bring them down. You know, to people having. You know, relating to people like Abo Spolon in some of the characters that she played. You know, and she could do that, and you could see it from her performance, you know, that this person is doing it. It's a natural thing for Lindy.
Tumisani Msimang, our condolences to you and your family as you begin to find out exactly what has happened for your loss. What an incredible contribution Lindy Wentlove has made to the arts scene. Really an actor's actor. I think many performers in South Africa will say that that's exactly who she was to them. A fine master of her craft.